riffing on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Snarly, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. And Waukesha on the Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Right, going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And I want to draw attention to something, a tactic that the Democratic Party is engaging in that I think is very destructive. And I think it's destructive for the Democratic Party, but more importantly, it's destructive for our country. And here's what it is. We talked about it a little the other day, but there's a new development. And this is the tactic the Democratic Party, when they see on the other side of a race, whether it's Senate or governor or Congress, a candidate who is such a far-right nut that they think if we can help that far-right nut get nominated, then our candidate will surely beat him in the general election, and it's a way for us to get in office or keep in office. That goes back to 2012, when Claire McCaskill in Missouri, incumbent senator, was in trouble in a race, a Democrat, good senator. And in the Republican field against her, there was a guy who is a right-wing nut. And he said some very offensive things about women in the primary, in particular about rape, saying that he felt that some allegations were not true, without any explanation of why he thought that or, you know, where his expertise was and all this. And they were truly offensive. So Claire McCaskill put on ads, the Democrats did, that said that using only his picture and his name, not the other Republicans, saying, this guy is too much of a Republican. He's too conservative. He believes in tax cuts. He believes in less regulation. Everything Republicans claim they like, and they did it as a pretend attack. But basically, they gave him an awful lot of publicity. He won the primary, and then she unloaded him in the general, and she got another term. Until in 2018, Josh Hawley sadly beat her. Josh Hawley is one of the worst members of the Senate. They also did in Indiana with Joe Donnelly. Joe Donnelly, Democrat. Indiana is a red state. It's hard to win. But there was another right-wing nut on the other side who had made similar statements to the Republican in Missouri, and they just highlighted it, put a lot of money in, and he got nominated, and then Joe Donnelly beat him and served one term. But, you know, we had a Senate seat. So the geniuses in the Democratic Party go, well, you know, if it worked there, why doesn't it work all the time? But there are two very, very different circumstances. People making terrible, disgusting comments about women and about sexual assault are one thing. But the Democratic Party, in three occasions this time, has intervened to get somebody nominated who would destroy our democracy on the right. And if things take a bad bounce and that individual gets in, you have just put in somebody who's going to turn the electoral votes of that state crookedly for the Republicans. That's an unacceptable risk. That is stupid. Give you some examples, and then I'll give you the latest example. The first example is this Mastriano, Doug Mastriano, right-wing Republican nut, QAnon sympathizer in Pennsylvania. Democrats boosted him, and he got nominated. But in Pennsylvania, the governor gets to appoint the Secretary of State. Appoint him. Doesn't require Senate confirmation. And this guy is not only an election denier, but he was one of the team leaders on the fake election scheme. He was the contact for the fake electors. If he gets in, he has said that he will not certify any election for a Democrat, no matter what the popular vote says. What in God's name is the Democratic Party doing taking that risk? Our candidate is Josh Shapiro, Attorney General, a very good guy. But Josh Shapiro, as Attorney General, has had to make some tough decisions, and one of them he brought suit to enforce a contraception mandate for insurance, and some of the people that he joined as defendants, there was a declaratory judgment, were various Catholic religious orders of very good people who had a different view. And suddenly all the ads out there on the Republican side are going that he deliberately sued them, making it sound like he even wanted damages. And the Republican Party has now rallied against Doug Mastriano. The bet that the Democrats made was a stupid bet. The Republican Party has not distanced itself from Mastriano. And Josh Shapiro is in almost a dead heat, statistical dead heat with him. We could lose that governorship. I hope we don't. I don't think we will. But if we did, we're going to have a QAnon election denier as governor of Pennsylvania and secretary of state. The other one was Maryland. Maryland's a blue state. You know, yes, Larry Hogan's a Republican, but he's liberal. He's term limited. So Larry Hogan endorsed very moderate Republican. We had some good Democratic candidates. One of them is Tom Perez. Tom Perez was Secretary of Labor under Obama, and he also was head of the Democratic Party nationally. Very competitive. There was a nut, however, on the Republican side named Cox, C-O-X, Cox. And Cox was an election denier. He's like Mastriano. So the Democratic geniuses put $450,000 into an ad just tying the bad guy to Trump. And actually more than 450, that's Michigan, which I'm going to get to now, is millions. Tying Cox to Trump, saying he's a conservative, he'd cut taxes. He gets nominated. He beats Larry Hogan's moderate Republican. And it took a bad bounce in the Democratic Party. The guy who won the primary was not Perez. It was a guy who had been born in New York and had been in trouble as a kid. Turned himself around, exemplary guy, and started a nonprofit in Maryland. No political experience. Suddenly, he snuck through the primary. So he's running against Cox. Cox is being massively funded by the Republicans. And our guy is totally unknown. No experience running anything except a nonprofit. And, especially in this year, with Biden in the White House, he could lose. We'll have an election denier who will deny Maryland's electoral votes to any Democrat because of this tactic. But the third one is even more offensive. That was in Michigan. That came out yesterday. There's a moderate Republican named Peter Meyer, M-E-I-J-E-R. You may have seen Meyer stores. I think they're food stores, Meyer. You don't pronounce the J. So he's a wealthy guy, but he's moderate. He's sort of like Liz Cheney. He votes with Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and Mitt Romney. He's running against a guy in a primary for Congress, to defend his seat in the Republican primary named Gibbs, G-I-B-B-S. So the Republican primary will be Peter Meyer, the incumbent, against Gibbs. And the area has gotten a little more Democratic, so Meyer did have a tough time anyway in a general. The Dems put in $425,000 on ads tying Gibbs to Trump, saying Gibbs is too much like Trump, supported by Trump, would cut taxes and all this. Remember, this is the Republican primary. It's open to Republicans over there. Here we have an open primary, but there it's Republicans. Gibbs could beat Meyer, and you would have an election denier and a Trump guy with Gibbs running against a Democrat in a seat that is a Republican seat, even though it's gotten slightly more Democratic. So the Democrats over there, this is Sean Patrick Maloney's fault. He's the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, stupidly going, well, it worked for Claire McCaskill against a guy who made offensive comments about women. It worked for Joe Donnelly against a guy who made offensive comments about women. Therefore, we should do it for governor in Maryland, governor in Pennsylvania, Congress in Michigan, against an incumbent Republican who's a good guy, who's like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, stood tall and took a lot of risks anyway. And the off chance that we will, we can certainly beat Gibbs, and we can certainly beat Cox and Mastriano. No. Mastriano's in a statistical tie with Josh Shapiro in Pennsylvania, and he can appoint the Secretary of State. Cox is now running against a Democrat who basically is a success story himself. He cleaned up his life, runs a nonprofit, snuck through the Democratic primary, never held political office, and nobody knows who he is. In maybe a Republican year. And Gibbs, we are then going to what? Kneecap Peter Meyer, who's one of 10 or 11 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump. David Axelrod, Obama's strategist, and I know David Axelrod, I've met him, he's a good man, came out and he attacked the Democrats for doing this. He said, wait a minute, here you're going to go kneecapping a guy who stood tall to stand up to Trump? Why don't you do it to Liz Cheney? I mean, you know, for love of Pete. It's worse than a crime. It's a blunder, a very severe blunder. We could end up with Republican governors in Maryland and in Pennsylvania who are election deniers. We could end up with knocking Peter Meyer out and putting in Gibbs, who could very easily beat the Democrat, have another election denier spending millions of dollars that they have solicited from rank and file Democrats to make this stupid decision. In the strongest terms, if you have any contact with anybody in the Democratic leadership here in the state or anywhere else, tell them this is dumb, it's wrong, it's frankly immoral in my view, because it gambles our democracy. And it's got to stop, but it's happening all over the country. The Democratic Party simply cannot learn. They cannot think this through. That's what it is. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after. Down off the hill to Felina I go.
Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door.